All right, good work. We're going back to Simen Shina in Ches. We're up to Sif Gimel to make a Chazara on Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. The Yisoidus of Mazik, Adam Mu'ud Lo'ilam Bein Chegek, Bein Mezid, Bein Oynes. The Din of Oynes, Adam Mu'ud Lo'ilam, is Makhleikas Rishonim. The Ramban holds Adam Mu'ud Lo'ilam is literally loylam, even if it's oynis gama, afiluk is sa'ara shal elayo. Now other rishonim, some say only chayiv if it's ke'en gneva v'aveda ba'oynis gama, you'd be potter. And then Taisis, in a few places, says that it's only if it's oynis ke'en aveda, but already in oynis ke'en gneva, that targa of oynis, already Adam is potter. The Ramah clearly is mechalek, and the Ramah says, davka she'en oynis gama, the mechaber doesn't differentiate between the dargas of Oynis. However, we know that the Beisaitz, the Kesem Mishnah, holds like these Rishayna and Oynis Gomid Bipato, and the Shach in Sivkot and Aleph, the Shach says that the Ramoshir said Yesh Oimrim because from the Loshna Marambam and Machabez Masha the Ein Chilik, the Oachayv and Oynis Gomid. That means, according to the Shach, he has a Machabo, or seemingly a Machabo holds a Yechayfa, a Filo Oynis Gomid. But again, the Ramo clearly doesn't hold like that. Even in the Mechshit is a mechaber, like we pointed out, the Kesem Mishnah didn't say that, the Kesem Mishnah is the mechaber, and we're going to see Yad Hashem tonight from cases in Sif Gimel and Sif Vav, that the Bi'ar Gro points out, Tila Ladova points out, that Avada, even the mechaber holds that you're potter if it's an oynis goma. Not every single oynis is a mazik chayiv. L'didam, we go with Ramah anyway, so Grada, you would be potter on an oynis goma. And we go with the Ramah, for sure, and you put on Oynis Gomer. Pashas, it means the dagger like Taisa, that you only chay for Aveda, but even for Gneva, you put on. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down. Okay, let's start Siv Gimel and we'll play it out. Hay Oyla Basula, Mechaber gives an example. If you're climbing up a ladder, V'nishmat HaShliva Mitachtav, one of the steps of the ladder falls down, V'nafal, and he falls, V'hizik, and because of that, he's Mazik. Im Loy Haysim Hudek, it's Bechazaka. If that step, the rung of the ladder, was not fastened properly, strongly, chayiv, it's chayiv. V'mhoysa chazaka, but if it was strong, umuhudekes, and it was properly fastened, v'nishpata, and then it fell out, oyshe hisliya, or that rung of the ladder became rotted, and that's why it broke, hareze pata, shezu maki b'dei shemayim hu v'chen kol k'yaitze b'zeh. So here you have a mechaber. The mechaber is differentiating between the case. If it was mudekas b'chazaka, if it was fastened properly, so then you're going to be potter. The first case, if malo hisa mudekas b'chazaka, you'd be chayiv. If it wasn't mudekas yafa, so then you shouldn't have been climbing on such a shvacha ladder, so you're achroi for that. However, if it was fastened properly, oisha isliya, and it rotted, that was why it broke, or it was nishmata, then you would be potter. So like I said, here you have a mefush and mechaber. Sif Gimel, here's a mefush and mechaber that not every time you chayiv, you're going to have a case that you're going to be potter, which mechaber calls a zum makke b'dei shemayim hu. Sorry? I guess you can tell how it broke, how it fell. You'll see what the problem was. Maybe you'll have Adam to testify that it was a bad ladder, it was a shvaka ladder to begin with. So Sliya, I didn't have to expect that it was rotted inside. It was something that wasn't noticeable on the outside, so I didn't have to entertain. We're going to see about a Sliya that could be a different guess. But Pashas, that's the case. The case is that on the outside it looked good, and it came out that it was rotted inside, so that is an oinus. Wherever it was, it doesn't differentiate. He fell. He was climbing on the side of his house trying to fix his shingle or whatever it is, and he fell down and hurt somebody, Rishus Harav. Whatever the case is, so if he was at fault using a bad ladder, he'd be chayiv. But if it was a good ladder, for some reason an oinus happened that he fell, he'd be potter because it's a makeh b'dei shemayim. So the Aruch HaShulchan already is bothered by this problem. The Shach and Sivkot Aleph just says that the mechaber holds a yuchayiv for every oinus. What's he going to do over here? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's why the mechaber lays sus shezu maki b'dei shemayim hu. That kilo, that even though a person odemud loylam is even for einis gomor, but when it's a maki b'dei shemayim, that's cholok. A maki b'dei shemayim, he's going to be potter. Rokushin doesn't exactly explain how to be magdi and makir b'dei shemayim, but he says if it's a makir b'dei shemayim, that's different. Why can every oynus gomer be a makir b'dei shemayim? I don't know. Then, to boot, he has to say that when it says the case of Shesliya, which it says is pata, he said, I mean, if it's Liya, look how you're going to be chayif. If you bite your hold that you're chayif for oynus gomer, you're going to have to be chayif for Shesliya. That's not a makir b'dei shemayim. So he has to be magia, the makaber, and he says it's talking about the case of lo Shesliya. That means it should be like this: Moisa Chazaka Muudekes V'Nishbata Imloy Hisliya Harezer Pata. Instead of Oishesli, he has Imloy Hisli Harezer Pata. Why are you using a ladder which has a faulty? All right, the Aruch HaShulchan is not mazmi so much, but his bechlal is not magdi. What he called what's considered makir b'dei shemayim? Right here, I guess. All right, I leave it up to you. A suggestion for the Aruch HaShulchan, what he means by makir b'dei shemayim, he says another case, the Sif Ches, he has another example. We had discussed last time, there's a Taz, that shot in the tour, when you have a Ruach Sheinu Metzuya that takes a person and throws them off the roof, over the fence, and he hurts somebody, that would be the case, that you'd be potter. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, could be even the Rambam, this sheet would be Maidi Yipotter, because that's also makir b'dei shemayim. Doesn't exactly, again, be Magda why, but we now know that there are two examples of Magda Shemayim. He's being thrown over a gather on your roof, or this case, that you're climbing up a ladder and somehow the rung of the ladder fell out. A suggestion, but again, it's the only suggestion, I have no right to this, is that it could be that whenever a person does a mazik, he plays an active role in the hezik, he's mazik, and you want to be mazik, even b'day, even b'oynus gomer, that he's going to be chayiv. But here, when he fell off the ladder, he wasn't mazik at all. He just lagor from any other weight, any other item. It didn't have to be him. He's just a chayfitz right now, falling off the ladder or falling off the roof and hitting somebody. So if he had the right to climb that ladder and he had the right to climb to go on that roof, because he didn't have to entertain that something was going to happen, because that would be only by oynus gomer you'd fall off the roof, only by a ruach sheinu metzuya. So he had a right to go onto the roof. And now that he fell off the roof and he was mazik, he was only a chayfitz that was being mazik. He was thrown off the roof and fell on somebody. He didn't hurt somebody physically himself when he came down. It was his weight that the Rebbeinu Shalom picked him up with a ruach and threw him down. When he was climbing the ladder and he fell off the ladder, and on his way down, he wasn't punching the guy. He fell off and he was a weight, and that weight hurt somebody. So that could be is what we consider a makir b'dei shemayim, is because he didn't play any active role. He was just like an inanimate object. He was just standing there and the wind picked him up and hurt him, or used him to hurt somebody else. He was just the tool to hurt somebody else. It was a makir. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted that makir to take place. The Rebbeinu Shalom hit the nizik. He didn't hit the nizik. I'm suggesting that he didn't hit the nizik because he didn't do anything. It was the Rebbeinu Shalom who took him with the wind or whatever it was, with the ladder, with gravity, and made him be mazik. Again, it was only a suggestion. But Lemaise's bottom line is even though it's a nice shot maybe to get out of to answer up the shak, but Pashas, like I said, we have the Ramah anyway, and Pashas Mechaba holds like that too, that for Anoinus Gomer you'd be Pata. And then you could read the Mechaba simply, that's Tam, it's Anoinus Gomer. Also, you don't have to be Magi or Ishe Yisliya. The Aruch HaShulchan Sagot to say it means Shaloy Yisliya. If you look, the Bi'ah Gro Taka says that the Bi'ah Gro in Sifkotin Gimel, he says a lahediv is el shakosa kumoshi isbar atzloim bezavav v'chem bezav gimel b'divrei Rambam v'chem kosa magen mishv v'kesan mishn that by noinus gomer you'd be pata. That's what he said before kumoshi isbar. The Ramban sif aleph kumoshi isbar. If you look through the simon, our simon sif gimel sif vav is mavur that for noinus gomer you're going to be pata. All right. Now, what was the case? Let's take again the Mechaber. The Mechaber has two cases. The first case was everything was fine. It went up, no problem. The second case was Moisa Chazaka Umudekes Vinishmata Ishesliya, if it ratted and it was Nishmata, that's why in that case it's gonna be pot because it's Oinis Gama. Now, what would be in the let's see the Goin. Look at the Goin Sifkot Yer Aleph. The Goin says Mloy Haisa, it's going on this case, Mloisa Mudekas of Kazakis Chayev, Avagav the Isla, even though the reason why you fell wasn't because the rung fell out, was because it was Issa. He's still going to be chayv that chilasa b'pshiyah. V'zeh shakasa v'im means the mechaber at the beginning in the reisha gave only one case. Im lo ha'isa mudekes v'chazaka. In the sefer the mechaber gives two examples. It was mudekes v'nishmeta or ishesli. Either the rung fell out or it ratted. So Dr. Goyin is Meduyik in the Mechaber that the ratio of the Mechaber that says Yechayit is also, regardless of the outcome, whether it was through Nishmata or Yishayis Liyah, you're going to be Chayit. It means if it was a Mudekas Yofa, if you're using an old faulty ladder, wasn't fastened properly, and you went up the rung, and even though you didn't entertain that it was Yisliyah, but you went up on this rung, since you are Pshia on the fact that it could have been Nishmata, because it wasn't fastened properly, then even if it was Yisliyah, you would be Chayiv, even if it rotted, and that's why you crack, it's Klaus of Pshia for Sefer Bainitz, and that's why you're Chayiv. That's the Goyin's Diyuk in the Makavah. It means the ratio doesn't tell you the outcome, just says it's Lohis Mudekas Yofen. The Sefer says it's Mudekas, but gives you two examples, Nishmata and Yisliyah, so in the ratio, in both examples, you'd be Chayiv. Pashu Klaus of Pshia for Sefer Bainitz is Chayiv. Good. Let's move on. Sif Dalit. Kol Elo Advarim B'Shus HaNizik. All these examples, all these things that I'm telling you that are Adam is Mu'ud Lo'ilam, even for a Noinis, is if B'Shus HaNizik. You entered the B'Shus HaNizik, you entered to the other person's B'Shus, and you damaged him, you mazik him, or spates him, whatever, then you can be Chayiv Afilu Bo'inis. Ava B'Shus HaMazik, but if someone entered your B'Shus, you're the mazik, then you're going to be a part to Achi Iskaiv and Lahazik and Moishi's bar. Then you're not going to be Chayiv even for an Oinis Gomer. And the Sma Sivkot and Gimel points out, the reason is, Damazik Yacholoimer lo yadati b'mashik nishtram in yonai lizor lezeikon. I wasn't aware that he was there. I didn't have to be careful not to be mazik him. And therefore I have a p'tur, I'm not going to be Chayiv for an Oinis. But even so, even if you're b'shus ha-mazik, the yipot is only if you do a b'shegeg, k'mo shukazo atov ha-makabah b'samak sifov, v'zeo shesayim v'kazo k'mo shizvav, ratulam b'sifov. Which we're going to see in sifov and zayin, more examples, sifov v'ikah, but you're going to understand this a lot better. But basically, if someone entered your b'shus, shaloi b'shus, you're going to be potter if you're mazik him. Alright, let's move on. We'll revisit it soon. Hey, Sifhei, afilu b'riyasei, not only if you mazik b'yadayim, but even if you mazik b'riyo, im yesh by hezek l'chaveroi, if you're going to have a hezek l'chaveroi, also then it's going to be also you're not supposed to do it. Also l'stakavoi. Not only b'mazik b'yadayim we have an issa, the Makabah started off, also lazik mamukaveroi and sifhalev, but even b'riyo, if your riyo causes a hefset to somebody else, it's also l'stakavoi. Lefikok sakta machava, also la odam lamay da sadak chaveroi, bisho'o shayimedis bekon meiseha. It's forbidden for a person to watch his friend's field at the time of harvest, and he's mekana. He sees, oh, what a beautiful field, he has so much stuff, halavai, I should have so much produce. That ri'iyah, that is stakless, causes an ayin hara, and that is stakless, is being mazik ki chaveroi. So that's going to be also. And if you look in the Baragoyla, he says, Aladi, what's the reason why it's also? Well, Pish Rashi, Sivkot Laman in the Baragoyla, towards the bottom, Pish Rashi, Shlogyafsi Dena Ba'in Hara. Because you're being Mazik, Duch Ya'ayin Hara. By looking at your friend's Hatzlocha, you're being Mazik him. So therefore, you're never allowed to look at your friend's field, which is going to become a self. For that matter, any time your friend has a Matzah, that he's being matzliach, if you're being mistakel in his atzlocha, you're going to inevitably going to have an ayin hara, and you're not allowed to do it, that's going to cause him a hefset. If your friend is building a beautiful house, and you want to check it out, well, checking it out might be this problem, because you're being mistakel in his atzlocha, which, depending who you are, but if you're going to have a shtickel of an inim, if you're going to have akas nefesh, a kinna, whatever it is, that's going to cause an ayin hara, and that's this issa. Even Ayyidei Riyah, Yitaka Chayiv. Not only that, the Rosh Shulchan points out, if we could connect the two, if we could attribute the person's hefset to your histakulus, everything was going fine. All of a sudden, you've been mistaken in this field, and that day was a bad day, his practice got messed up, and we could attribute it was towards because of your histakulus, the Rosh Shulchan says, Yitaka Chayiv Nishamayim, to pay for the hefset that you caused. You caused the hefset, Ayyidei your histakulus. Just like any other hesed. So it wasn't a day maisa, it was a day istakta. So maybe it's only a grama, good, so you're still chayiv b'dinei shemayim. And a chanami, so if it'll be shemayim shasa, we'll have those dinim of being big match to share the hesed, the shutvis, or whatever it is. If you have an ayin hara, you can have a problem. It means you're not supposed to be mistakel. If you wouldn't look at the end of the field, you're not going to have an ayin. No, you know, look at so-and-so's wealth and so-and-so's success, and you feel bad. Oh, why don't I have that same success? I don't know the worlds above. I understood Ayin Hara is only because the place can break down over here is because Kilo did the dagger of Kina or Tain on the person. Like, why is he being Matzliak? Or Halavai should be Matzliak also. I'm just as good as him, so why is the Rebbeinu Shlomo not being mative to me as well? So that causes the person to Me'imid Bidin, and that's the Ayin Hara. Again, I don't know yet. This is beyond my scope. But and the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out, and in the Chanami, it's Lav Dafka if you're looking at his Kamaiseha, his moment, but even if you look at him, it's also Asal Lestaka. He says Ain Tzarach Loimer. It's Dava Pashut. She Asal Lestaka B'Chaveru B'Inyan Sheyesh Lachush Sheyazikenu Ba'Ain Ra. If you look at the person himself, he's handsome or whatever. Stam you being Makana the person, and Echanami and Allah do that either. You're not allowed to invoke an Ain Hara on somebody else. That's, maybe you shouldn't think if that's how it's going to cause him an Ain Hara. Maybe an Echanami. An Echanami. Now, once we're on these type of hezekim, this spiritual or spherical hezekim, that's beyond the scope, where you can't, it's not in a clinical lab, what would be if you are being mazik somebody, ayidei Hashem al-Mafarish? Are you being mazik somebody, ayidei Kishuv? What would be then? And this Shaila was actually asked, I should say, you know that the Briska Rav has a beautiful khan by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Mitzri. He killed the Mitzri, ayidei Hashem al-Mafarish. The Briska Rav said the pshat is why, is because a guy who's makin Yisrael is chayiv misa be'ein. The Rambam says be'ein misa nisay. The Briska Rav learned pshat is because he's not chayiv misa b'dei adam and misa b'dei shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mazik to mitzri. I did the shema mafarish. He had to kill my deitcher first to be miskayim this din of misa b'dei shemayim. Had he killed him b'yadayim, it would have been misa b'dei adam. He's not mechayiv misa b'dei adam. So he did I did shema mafarish. It's misa b'dei shemayim. All right, but well. It's only B'dei Shemayim, it's only Chid B'dei Shemayim. You can't be, it's not actionable in a Bezdin because it's not B'dei Neodim. By says, and the Rav says that 99% of the people anyway die for Nainar, and the Kalimdi is going to be the end. I once was out of town, and a person came to ask a Shaila that she was afraid, she was Mazak on the Ayin Hara, what should she do? Alright, but anyway, getting back here, what happens if you kill somebody a day? In B'din Nishalim means you have to deal with Shalim everything that you are master in economy. This, I don't know if Safik is Hametzak Ve'ela Varaya, but if you believe that you are the cause of it in economy. I don't know if Lee Sakhmo. Alright, but I hear. Now, if someone kills somebody a day, shame on my first. If he kills Ayidei Shemim Mefarish, or he kills Ayidei Kishuv, this Shaila was asked to the Lachas Ketanis, and you can look it up, it's in Chelek Beis Siman Tzadikas, and he names on in a Chanami, since B'diburai is Avid Maisa, so Tavlei Kenema, that would be a Maisa V'yadayim by talking, and it's like Zerik Chetz, it's like you shot an arrow at the guy, you killed him, so you shot your speech at the guy, and that's how you killed him through Shemim Mefarish, or through Kishuv, and in a Chanami, he holds it Yechayiv. If you do it Ayidei, now he doesn't feel right, he says, what Yechayiv, it sounds like Yechayiv, just like Misa, like Ritzicha, like any other Ritzicha, you do it Ayidei Chayiv, so you do it Ayidei Kishuv, or Ayidei Shem, and first you should be Yechayiv. There happens to be a stipe, like, you can look it up. Okay, goes into that again, okay, I'm just thinking what he said. I hear. L'chayre should have the same type of alright. L'maisa is the stipler, if you look up, it's not the stipler, apparently it was the truth that he wrote to somebody, but they already printed it, part of the stipler, in Baba Kama, in the new Maduris, it's Simen Mem Hei. He has a whole Simen, if you bring magic somebody a day, Dava Skuli, something that's not Metzias. And he brings down this Halachas Ketanis, and he starts, had a case of somebody dropped his fingernails and a lady Mubaris went on over it, and therefore she lost her child, she lost the blood. Again, a Yuchayev through this Dava school, and he brings down somebody who starts humbling with it. He goes the whole simon about, and the stipler is the shoyel was noita that Adava Skuli is not in the realm of mazik. And the Sif says, I don't know what you're talking about. Why not? Avada should be. What's the problem? And every raya they tried to bring otherwise, the Sif says, I don't see the raya. At the end of the day, the Sif doesn't have a raya this way, but it sounds like his neti is strong, neti is. Then in the Chalam, you mazik someone at day, Adava Skuli, you also be tight. It's not a problem. One could start banning, maybe it should dan like a Hezek Sheinu Nika, which is really a later simon, which may be safer for then. But one of the pshatim in Hezek Sheinu Nika, the Ramban, held that if I'm metame your peiris, it's a Hezek Sheinu Nika because you don't see any Hezek, it's only spiritual Hezek, and that becomes automatically a double Sheinu Nika. And some want to say that who I didn't over here, Chablaiba Hezek Sheinu Nika, because if you do through a Dava Skuli, you don't see the Mazik hitting the Nizik in any which way. So the Meila. Oh. Samantana. Luchari, it's not a Tzushtel. But they're talking about at the end of the day, even after you master the guy, his pays are fine. It just has Tuma on it or whatever it is. So you don't see the ultimate Hezek. Here, at the end of the day, when the guy dies, or when his Kama, when his produce goes sour or gets ruined, avada, you see the hezek. No, you don't see the derech hamazik. You don't see how it got ruined at the end. At the end, you see a real hezek. If you see a real hezek, could be this is mamish regular mazik. It's better than hezek shein nika. It's hezek nika, just it was done duch adav eskuli. It's going to be hard to prove if you did that. You might have to go to a rebbe. He'll tell you that you were the cause or whatever it is. Sorry? Okay, I don't know how this works. Okay, fine. Anyway, I hear. I'm just saying, but it's not. There we see that the hezek was eino nika. Here, the hezek is nika. Just the oifen hamazik was eino nika. The oifen hamafsik was eino nika. All right, fine. Let's move on. Sivvav. Okay, here goes. Here's the beginning of the klolim, which we have to know in terms of every type of car accident or things like that. When someone bumps into his friend, he's in the yeshiva and he spills a coffee on somebody. Chayna the chayna. Okay, let's see. Sivvot. Kol makom shemazik. This maz actually be magir. Bichol makom shemazik. Bichol makom shemazik. Is chayiv l'shalem. Bein b'shus rabim. Bein b'shus anizik. No matter what, it's irrelevant where you are. Whether you're neshus rabim. Whether you're neshus anizik. Chayiv neshus rabim. Is a bigger chiddush. Mishus Nizik is the easiest. Mishus Rabim is even Mishus Rabim where the Nizik doesn't have a right more so to be there than you. Still you chayiv. And Zatim Mechaba Vafilu Mishus Hamazik. If he, the Nizik, comes into your Mishus, you're also going to be chayiv. Imhichnis by a Nizik Mamayli Shaloi Bishus. Even if the Nizik came Shaloi Bishus, or use Machnis his mom in Shaloi Bishus, Vizikoi, and you damaged him, Leishne Begufoi, Leishne Bebamayli. The guy explains, Sifkan Tezayin, whether you damaged him physically, his body, or you damaged him, his moment, it's the Bein B'mukuv Be'Bemayin is going on the Nizik. Chayiv L'Shalem Yimukhiv Tepehei. Why? The Nehi Sheyesh Loi Rishus Loi Tziyai, even though you have a Rishus to ask him or to physically remove him from your property, because he's there, he's trespassing, he's there, Shaloi Rishus, Ein Loi Rishus Laziko, you have no right to be Mazikim. If you go ahead and you mazik somebody who's entered the Rishus, Shalei Rishus, you're going to be chayiv. Whether you mazik him or whether you mazik his momin, his nechasiv, you're going to be chayiv. Later on in Simin, the Tavkav Aleph, the Mechaber brings down over there in Sif Vav, the Mechaber says that if you ask him to leave and he refuses to leave, the Misaraboy, Veinu writes a lot, says, Yeshreimim, Sheyesh Shalei Rishus, Afil Alach Boy, Kadei Loi Tziyai. Then you do have the right to beat him up to get him to leave. Stam to hit him as a punishment. He came to Shalei Bishus, you want to get him back, that you have no right. You can't take revenge, that's not a heta. But if you're doing it, you ask him to leave and he refuses, and you want him to get out of, to leave your property, you have a right to beat him up if that's what it takes to get him out of your property. Like the Gemara has such a case. Excellent. 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 That's the right. Now, another case that Taz has, the Taz in Shem Pei Dalet says, he's medayik from this Mechaber. You have to know where his deek is, but he brings this Lashon Mechaber. He says, Nehi sheyesh lo v'shus la tzi, ein lo v'shus la zika. See, he understands what it means that if you're trying to be moti him, then it's fine, even if you're mazik him. It's just, if you're trying to be mazik him, ain't lo rishus. You're going to him, or you're going to his place, you want to be mazik him, ain't lo rishus lazika. But if you're trying to physically remove him, and thereby, while you're trying to do that, you hurt him, that's fine. That's not a problem. And it sounds like from the Taz, even if you don't ask him permission, if you ask him to leave, it means you ask him to leave and he refuses, then it's not just memela you let him physically beat him up. That's the makabel later on top of kavala. But in the Taz, it sounds like, I didn't bother to ask him to leave, but I decided to take the law in my own hands and I'm going to physically remove him. But by doing so, I, by accident, hurt him. By me physically removing him, he got hurt. That's not a problem. I'm allowed to do that because I'm trying to be mighty him. And he learns it up in the Makabek. Sheyesh le vishus letziya. Even if he's genizik, ayidei vishus letziya. Yeah, the vishus. No, he's not going to argue with the Makabek. He's not going to argue with the Makabek. That's a Makabek and Tavkavala. But it seems like the Taz is saying a different thing. I mean, it's both ways. But our case is talking about we're standing mazikim. So he had no right to be mazikim. All right. Well, anyway, you lift them out, they got hurt, so you have the Taz. But if you put them in a place that's going to be genizik, if you put it in a rishus harabim, that could be a different thing. On the way, so that look how you have the Taz. All right. Zok the Mechabavaita. The Dafka, what are we talking about? B'maziko b'mezit. This person came into you b'shos, shaloi b'shos, and you knew about it, and you beat him up, or you beat his face him up. The Dafka b'maziko b'mezit. That's when you're going to be kayed. Avala m'ziko b'shegei. But if while you're walking around your b'shos, you tripped over him, and you hurt him, or you bumped into his face and then you damaged them, pata balabais. The balabais is pata. So here you have another example of someone being caught. What's a vart? The vart is I'm a shaygig, I'm an oinis, call it. I didn't know he was there. He was a nitna shaloi b'shus. I didn't entertain someone in my b'shus, shaloi b'shus. So I bumped, I was going around my property naturally, what I normally do, and I bumped into him, I bumped into his kabet, I'm not going to be caught. So here you have mefush halakha, another example, that even in the mechaba, even though adamud loilam, but it's not adamud loilam, you can have a case that a person is going to be a potter, and that is if it's going to be bishus hamazik, and that's what the Mechaba was saying in Sif Dalit. Kolel adram bishus hanizik, but bishus hamazik is potter. She is kavanazik. If a person leaves his, if you park in my driveway, I mean driveway doesn't mean on bishus harav, in my driveway itself, and I. But one second, if you're visiting me, so are you b'shus? Do you have a right to park in my driveway if you're coming to visit me? I don't know, so we're going to have to done that. But if you remember that it's shaloi b'shus, and a kanami, someone leaving, my wife leaving, or myself, even if I would myself would leave, and I go out, I don't know that you're parking there, I thought you parked on the street, because so let's say the sheikh is that you don't park in someone's driveway even if you're coming to visit him, and I leave, and I mazik you, and I didn't see your car, and I'd be potter, because you're there, shaloi b'shus. Okay, okay, we'll just look at the call, and then we'll flesh it out to examples. Oh, okay, one second. So let me theorize the sif, and we'll get back. We have to flesh this out. It's very important. There's a major makhlekes rishonim going on here, and the stiris ha-machaba. Okay, let's try to finish the sif first. Vim balabayis huzak v'nichnas. If the right now we're talking about the balabais damage the nichnas. What happens if I catch? The balabais got hurt by the nichnas. Afilu b'sheigeg, even b'sheigeg, is chayv a nichnas. The nichnas is chayv, kimish a nichnas shalei b'shus. If I, the balabais, tripped over the nichnas, he'll have to pay me for the damage that he caused me by being there. V'yesh mishayim, and some say, it's a ramah, the dafka b'shalo yoda balabais she nichnas. It's only if the balabais didn't know that he was there, that the nichnas shalei b'shus was there. Avam re'eu she nichnas, but if I knew you were there, I knew that you entered, an hour ago I saw you on my property, imhuzak boy potter. If I tripped over him, he would be potter because the iu da'azak anashe, the balabais hurt himself. And here, even though the Makabe says yesh mishoim and tof kof aleph, the Makabe just brings it down stam, that's the halacha. How does he know that he left? He knew that he left in a time, but there he didn't leave, so it's hard that he knew that he left, that he was there. Why should he assume that he left? If he saw him there before, you should assume that he's still there. Why, what are you going to assume that he left from? if you have a, again, in the normal case, the case we're going to hopefully get to those type of cases. In this case, if I see you in my property, roaming around my property, why should I assume that you left? So our avada are going to be, even an hour, if I see him draining a room my property, why should I assume he left? In a kanami, if you hold it an hour, it's too much, because I saw him 5 minutes ago. In a kanami. Okay, so let's just recap the makabe. The makabe is a case that if someone is nichnas in tomorrow rishus shaloi b'shus, so he shaloi b'shus, the balabayas is b'shus, let's give him a name, he's b'shus because it's his house, it's his property. So you have echud b'shus, the echud shaloi b'shus. If the balabayas, if the b'shus hits the shaloi b'shus, even if he hits him physically, he's going to be potter, because he was in a miskavin. If the balabayas, if the b'shus is nizak by the shaloi b'shus, if he trips over the shaloi b'shus and the shaloi b'shus damages the balabayas, so then the shaloi b'shus will be chayiv. Certainly if the shaloi b'shus, he causes, because he's the shaloi b'shus and the balabayas is the b'shus. The next case, if the balabayas knew about the shaloi b'shus, he saw him there, so then it's a whole different thing. If I saw the shaloi b'shus there, so you can't ban him so much like a shaloi b'shus. Anytime he's there, shaloi b'shus, but I should have to be asek adaita, he's still there, and I have to be careful from him. So I can't penalize him. I can't say that he's at fault for this hezek, because I too played a role in the hezek, because I too should have been careful not to trip over him, and therefore the shaloi b'shus will be potter. Now, the Gemara happens to be talking about a case. The Gemara's case was this din of Yoda, the Gemara uses, Rav Papa uses it for the Reisha. In the Reisha, where the Balabais hit the Shaloi B'shus, which we say that the Balabais is Pato, if the Balabais saw the Shaloi B'shus there, then he would be Chayiv for hitting him later on. I mean, that's your example. If I saw you parked in my driveway, Shaloi B'shus, and now I back out, even though B'shus I back out, I didn't see you, but I saw you a few minutes ago parked in my driveway, so I knew that you were already there, Shaloi B'shus, then for me backing out, I'll be chayiv for being mazik you, even though you're there shaloi b'shus. If I see you there, if I saw you there, even past tense, I saw you there before, now no longer can I say, oh, I'm just walking around like I normally walk in my property. I have to entertain that you're there, and I should be careful not to be mazik you. That's the Gemara. The Yesh Mishayim says that this halakh of the Gemara, that if I saw you there before, the balabai says chayiv, so too, the gabi being huzak ayedei the nichnas, I'm also going to play a role in the fact that I was Yoda, and that will be enough to even pata the nichnas shaloi b'shus for hurting me. But certainly in the Reisha's case, if I'm mazik somebody else and I saw him there before, I would be chayev since I already saw him there. Now, what does it mean mazik and nizik? If you look in the Sman Sifkot and Vav, this is very important. The Sman says, which is Rashi Shita and Rav Rishonim hold like this, Taisis, other Rishonim, is kol makom sheniska lashem hezik rotoloima shamazik hizik lenizik b'maisa. He did it b'yadayim. Afilu leniskavin. The kol makom shekotav shehuzak rotoloima shanizik huzak me'atzmei. The nizak played the whole, did it himself. The mazik was only stationary. V'ainu shamazik oimid b'mkoimei v'anizik holak v'tidoi v'nizik mimenu. That's how I explained the makabe as well. That is, that if the balabais, the bishus, is being mazik to shaloi bishus, so he's going to be pata. He didn't have to entertain the shaloi bishus was there. If he knew the shaloi bishus was there, avadi b'chayiv. In the case of huzak, that is, if the balabais tripped over the nichnas and got hurt from the nichnas, in that case the nichnas would be chayiv, but if the balabais saw him there before, then the nichnas would be pata. Now all that, what I just said, is really basically the Gemara of Pirashi and the Rishonim. But if you look in the Makabe doesn't exactly say this. The Makabe says, going back to the Reisha, the Makabe says that you're going to be chayiv l'shalem if you mazik the shaloi b'shus, because the hishi yesh l'rishus l'tia ein l'rishus l'azikoi, and zek the Makabe, v'davke b'mezikot b'mezik, only if I'm mazik and b'mezik. And that l'chayr is not true. Even if I'm not mazik and b'mezik, as long as I saw him there before, that's already enough to make me a kroy not to be mazikin. Why is the Makabe saying dafka b'maziko b'mezik? It's stretching to say, well, if I saw him there before, that's like mezik. But if you see in the Rishonim, the Rishonim don't say that. If I saw him there before, I'm a chroy that I should be careful and make sure not to be mazik him. But I'm not being mazik in the mazik. Right now I forgot that he was there. I saw him there before. I saw somebody leave a bike in my driveway. A neighbor left a bike in my driveway. And I saw it there before. Now when I'm parking, pulling out, I didn't see it. And now I pull out and I ride over the guy's bike. I'm going to be chayev, even though right now I'm not being mazik in the mazik. But since I saw him there before, and I have no reason to believe that the bike is no longer there, so I should be careful not to ride over that bike. And if I forget, and I just ride over that bike, I'm going to be chayev. Adam u'loylam, I'm going to be chayev. I don't have the patur. I only have the patur if I didn't know that he left the bike there. But if I saw it there, I'm going to be chayev. The chayev, the mechaber has a case, bein begufay b'memalayna, which relation of begufay b'memalayna, which is going on the moment of the nizik. The chayev, That's the case. It means if I saw him there, it doesn't make a difference. If I saw him there, I'm going to be achroy. The mechaber only uses davka b'mezik or b'mezin. And this is a major mevucha. The goyin in Sifkot Yizayin has a whole arichis. It's a steer, because what I told you till now, my whole explanation was shitas Rashi, Tosis, v'roi v'rishayin. The Rambam holds a whole different shot. The Rambam holds that you only chayiv if you miskaven lahazik, if you mamish amezik. And that's a shtickle meduyik of Lashon Rambam in Sif Dalet. When the Mechaber quotes over the Rambam over there, it says, Abba B'shus HaMazik Poto, actually Yiskav HaLahazik. You need Kavon HaLahazik. Anything short of Kavon HaLahazik, I'm not going to be chayiv. Even if I saw you there before, but right now I'm not being Yiskav HaLahazik, I'm going to be Poto, according to the Rambam. And it doesn't go so well with the end of the Mechaber, because the end of the Mechaber says, Yesh M'yitra'im Medavku B'shul HaYodah Balabai Shenikman. This din of B'shul HaYodah is the way Rashi and the other Rishonim teach the Gemara. Rambam says, lo yoda, the chilek of yoda, lo yoda. Rambam says, yoda means miskaven lahazik. Means in order to be mekayev, according to Rambam, hiziku means miskaven lahazik. And huzak, for example, what we're learning huzak the whole time meant that you tripped over the guy and the guy was stationary, like this Ma says, that's not pshat in the Rambam. Rambam holds huzak means even if you're mazik b'yadayim, but as long as you're not miskaven lahazik, that's already considered huzak in your potter. The only time you're mekayev if you're miskaven lahazik. And as if Zion is also mashman, not like the Rambam. Somehow the tour in the Mechaber was akaveh trei rikshi. The goyin has a whole arichas here. Lahalacha, you have to remember. And we'll see mitzvah some sif Zion also not committed with the Rishonim. But lahalacha, we go with the Rashi, Tosis, and the Rishonim, and that is that hizik means you do a ma'ase b'yadayim. Huzak means that you memelech was mazik something. If you were stationary and someone fell over you. And on that, if you are Yoda, you're also at fault. And therefore, if you're Mazik Yena, you're going to be Chayiv. Or if you tripped over Yena, that will be enough to pat the Yena, because you were Yoda, you knew about it. And if you were Lo Yoda in a Chanami, the Niknas Shalei B'shus will be Chayiv on you, B'shus, even though you only tripped over him and he was stationary. Means a Shalei B'shus versus B'shus, the Shalei B'shus is Chayiv entirely. Say if he's Mazik B'yadayim, say if he's only Mazik A'idei, the person tripped over him. And the other case of the Bishus guy who's mazik to Shaloi Bishus, he will be part in both of them. Say if he does it Ayidei Huzak, say even if he does it Ayidei Maisi Biyadayim, he's going to be chayv. It's the two extremes. A Bishus is always part on a Shaloi Bishus, and a Shaloi Bishus is always chayv on a Bishus, unless you have Yoda. Now there's another case which the Mechaber leaves out over here, and that case is what happens if the Bishus, the Balabais, was stationary, and the Shaloi Bishus trips over him. So with Huzak, without Yodah, Stam, I'm the Balabais, I'm stationary in my property, and the Shaloi Bishus comes along and trips over me. What would be the halacha then? So the Torah brings it down in Tav Kaf Aleph and says, I'm going to be Pata. And it's a Dava Pasha. They say, oh, it's a Dava Pasha. Madog, if I'm Mazik in the Yadayim, I'm going to be Pata, because I didn't know that he was there. Kosh again, if I'm stationary and the Shaloi Bishus is shouldered, he trips over me, certainly I'm going to be put in such a case. And therefore the Mechaber leaves it out, saying Tav Kaf Aleph, say over here. But the Sma over there, and Sifkot Yudbeis, and Tav Kaf Aleph explains that the Torah needed to have it to such a case. And the chilik is by Yodah. In the Kanami, by Lo Yodah, a regular case, Avad Lebalabais is going to be put, no matter what. If Madoch is Pata, even if he's Mazik to Shaloi Bishus B'yadayim, he drives into the guy, he's Pata. Koshkein, if the Shaloi Bishus trips over him, he's going to be Pata. But I just told you that, up here the Gemara, that if I'm Yoda, If I saw your bike in my driveway, I saw your car in my driveway, and I mazik you, if I was yoda, I'm already going to be chayiv if I do a biyadayim. However, Zokta Sma, if I'm stationary, even though I'm yoda, I knew you are in my property, shalei b'shus, but I'm stationary, and you trip over me, I'm potter. There is going to be an afkamina between hizik biyadayim and shnat biyadayim. It's a partial svara. If I'm mazik biyadayim, so I'm the mazik zavada makron. If I knew that you were there before, I'm a cry. I don't have the patur of oinus anymore, because I knew you were there before. Adam ud loylam, I'm going to be chayiv. Masha'in kein, in the case where I'm stationary and you trip over me, I'm going to be potter because you should be careful. Just like I should be careful not to be mazik you, you should be just as careful not to be genizik, not to trip over me. So since you played a role in the hezik, because you tripped over me, I'm going to be potter, even though I knew about you. What would be in the case of can't you look for him and make sure to get out of his way that he shouldn't trip over me? Okay, so you hold it to Dava Parcha. Is it fine? But that's going to be the nafkamina. The nafkamina is, in the case of Huzak, even by Yoda, the Bishus will be potter on the Shaloi Bishus. So as a sikum from this sif, Echad Bishus, Echad Shaloi Bishus. The Shaloi Bishus is always chayiv on the Bishus. Saif is mazik bidayim, saif even Huzak. The Bishus is always going to be potter on the Shaloi Bishus, saif is Huzak, and even if he's mazik bidayim. That case of Yoda, then everything changes. Once I'm Yoda, it's as if I have to entertain you there. So it's like a Bishus. I have to entertain you, just like Bishus, I have to entertain you there. So Shalei Bishus, if I know that you're there, I also have to entertain you there. So if I'm Mazik, you are going to be Ayiv. And if I'm Nizik on you, you're going to be Potter. But if you're Nizik on me, even though I knew that you were there, I'm going to still be Potter. Because you certainly are Shalei Bishus. You certainly should have taken care of yourself and not tripped over me. That's what. What's really, if Shnei Bishus? Who, both, the Balabais and the other party? I invited him into my house, and now he's there, so that's going to be Mitzvah Mitzvah, which is Shnei Bishus. That's a whole new category, that's Shnei Bishus. What we're dealing right now is Echad Bishus, Echad Shalai Bishus. Come Siv Zayinim, and that we're going to deal with Shnei Bishus. And you'll see different afkamina. When it comes to all these type of car accidents, all these type of hezekim, what the Said Hashayla is, you have to determine, was the Mazik there Bishus or Shalei Bishus, and was the Nizik there Shalei Bishus or Bishus. Means, is it Shnei Bishus, Shnei Shalei Bishus, Echa Bishus, Echa Shalei Bishus. That's the whole Shayla. Once you determine that, everything else falls into play. And it's, is the guy speeding? If he's speeding, is that Shalei Bishus, Bishus? If he's going over 3 miles over the speed limit, is that Bishus, Shalei Bishus? That's all you have to, he's parked in the wrong place. He's parking next to Ger's Shul. So he didn't park in the parking lot. We had this shaila in the last year at least 3 times. The guy parked alongside the building, so he backed out and knocked into the car. Is that car, which is parked there, is that car Bishus or Shalei Bishus? If we can dan him as a Shalei Bishus, right? Let's, for the moment, rather by Garrett's all too often, so Pashas is Bishus. But let's say you go into a case, you park in a very unique way, a creative way where you park your car. It's not a parking space. And someone backs into you or runs into you, and you're there, Shaloi Bishus, that guy is going to be Potter. Unless he saw you there already. If he saw you, then he's going to be Chai. But if he didn't see you, then it's Echo Bishus, and you're there, Shaloi Bishus, Echo Bishus, Echo Shaloi Bishus, is going to be Potter. If it be Ra. Not always is it Ra. Very often you don't see it. How is it possible to be driving a car and run into somebody if you're supposed to look where you're going? No, if you have walked outside, I'd be in the Hanami. You're right, but sometimes people look some late. When they walk out, they don't look. No, they don't look. They don't look b'chal. They're talking to their child. They're running to their car. They're busy to the neck. They don't see b'chal. If you take a seat, or if it's maybe not by the door where you left the building, it's 10 feet over. So you didn't see when you walked out the building. And if you saw it on the way in, that's wrong. Okay, we're going to get to that. That's a whole different halakha. That's if he's mamala Yehovah Shus. and he's taking off your shtamshes, and you have no way to get out unless you fly your way out. So in Chinam, you have the rishus to fly your way out. That's hold it in halacha. That's later on. That's, fine. That's very good. So that's still that's in Shinayin Tes. We're going to get to Belin as a Oit Chazayin. But right now, what you have to walk out is Siv Vav is the principle of Echad Bishus, the Echad Shaloi Bishus. A guy is parked on the other side of the street. There's only one side of the street has parking, and he's parked on the other side of the street. And I left my driveway. I didn't know that he was there. I didn't see him beforehand. He was there Shaloi Bishus. I'm Bishus. I have a right to leave my driveway. It's Echad Bishus, the Echad Shaloi Bishus. I'd be part of if I didn't see him beforehand, even though I ran right into him. Oh. What's with this Shaila? I have to watch for people, so I must have been Shalei B'Shus for not looking at my mirror. Sena Kanami, if Hitaka didn't look at his mirror, Sena Kanami, he's also Shalei B'Shus. So it's named Shalei B'Shus, so that has a whole different halach in Siv Zayin. But very often what happens is, and I can tell you from experience, from so many Dinei Torah, is that if you look at the window, very often what you're looking at the window, if you don't expect a stationary car to be there, what you're looking at the window is for people walking by, or for bicycles, or for cars riding by. You're looking for movement. And you will not see something, even if it's right in front of your face, you will not see it if you don't expect it to be there. You will not see something stationary if you don't entertain it's going to be there. If you anticipate it might be there, yes, you'll see it. But if not, you will never run over a person, and you will never run into a moving car. But you will run into a park car because the cloud is late some late, you don't even see it. It could be in your face and you won't see it. This week I was by Ramosha Sternberg on Tuesday. I was by Ramosha and I asked him the Shaila, and he also said, he doesn't see the problem. You were looking for this, you weren't looking for this. To copy this, you are, if you didn't look in the Kami Shalai Bishos, but copy this, you made sure to be careful not to run into your Bishos, and copy that. Look, if he was there, Shalom Rishus, you're going to be a part of. You didn't entertain that. There was a parked car there. It's very... And let's see, you'll ask him. If the guy's lying, he's lying. Why you have been Shemayim? He's not Chayv at all. He's there, Shalom Rishus. He's Dama Bereisha. He caused the hefset to himself. If he's caught, I mean, he's parked in that same parking space, but he's backwards, so he's there shaloi b'shus because of the way he's parked. But that's in that parking space is a good parking space. And economy, that copy of this might turn into b'shus. If he's parked, well, inch he might be, but we had a recently at Dintari, the guy was parked like 4 feet away from the sidewalk. That's shaloi b'shus. It doesn't go bust of the law. That's pretty clear in the Rishonim. Rabbi Shmuel told me that later also. That if, let's say everyone, there's a 25 mile per hour, and everyone drives 30 miles. Everyone goes 5 miles over the speed limit. So 30 is still b'shus. That's the Reik Shavayim. You drive more than that, then you're Shalei b'shus. Whatever's considered normal is fine. If everyone parks 13 inches away from the curb, then you're fine. But if people don't, you're not fine. It's not that, it's not totally in the chay. Just gradually, usually the choy gives you a nice understanding of where the cutoff between b'shus and shalei b'shus is going to be. If they tell you 12 inches away from the curve, maybe 13, 14, 15, but 3 feet not, right? Because you know that if you can... Something that's shalei b'shus, you're not a choy for. Something what's expected to happen is b'shus. Something that you're not expected to happen is shalei b'shus. Alright, whatever the noig is. Alright, that's the cloud that you have to walk away from here. Alright. Fine, let's do Siv. Alright, let's do Siv Zayin, but we're not going to be able to finish it, but let's at least start Siv Zayin. Hoyishneim Bishus or Shneim Shaloi Bishus. If both parties were Bishus or both parties were Shaloi Bishus, the Huzku Zebazeh, now Loshin Huzak, this Maz told us before, means that it was Memela, that the Mazik was stationary and the Nizik went into him. Bein begufam bein b'mamonam, whether you damage the Nizik's guf, whether you damage the Nizik's money. Im lo yadu zeh bezeh peturim, if you did not know of each other, you are pater. So, Siv Vav was Echa B'Shus Ve'Echa Cholei B'Shus. Siv Zayin is Shneim B'Shus or Shneim Cholei B'Shus. If they're both equal, they're both shava, they're both equally right or equally wrong. So then, if it's Huzku Zeh B'Zeh, if he tripped over me, I'm going to be potter. But if I was mazik him, the Makaba leaves this out, the Gaon says that Tzvay Tzvay is supposed to put it in, but it's more like that, but if I'm mazik him, then I'm going to be chayiv. When we have Shnei B'shus, when we're both equal, then we have this middle darga. If it's Huzak, if the Nizik brought upon the Hezek himself, he tripped over me, I'm going to be potter. But if I damaged him, then I'm going to be chayiv. Whereas in Sid Vav, by Echa B'shus, Echa Shalai B'shus, the B'shus is potter even if he damaged B'yadayim. And the Shalai B'shus is going to be chayiv even if Yana was Huzak in the Shalai B'shus. But it's still the Shalai B'shus is chayiv. Siv Zayim, when the Shnei Shalai B'shus, then you have the middle dagger. For B'yadayim, for Hizik, you're chayiv. For Huzak, you're going to be potter. And when you talk about car accidents, you very often have a Hizik and a Huzak, because very often both cars are damaged. So if I run into you, let's say in the case of you parked in my driveway, Shalai B'shus, and I didn't see you, and I pulled out and I damaged your car, or you parked in the wrong side of the street, whatever it is, I didn't entertain you there, and both cars suffered a damage. So if it's Echo B'shus Ve'Echo Shalai B'shus, I'll be potter on your car, and Nishna Dem, you're going to be chayv on my car. Because even though it was a Huzak, you did nothing, you were parked there, but Echo B'shus Ve'Echo Shalai B'shus, I'm going to be, right? Now, however, if it's a case of Shneim B'shus or Shneim Shalai B'shus, then it's a whole different thing. Shneim B'shus, Shneim Shalai B'shus has a different halacha. There, Hizik Yochayiv, Huzak Yopata. So in the case I just gave you, the fact that I damaged your car, on that I'll be chayiv, but the damage that you did to my car, you're going to be potter, because that's Huzak. As long as we're both equal, if we're both right or both wrong, we're equally right, equally at Shneim Shalai, we're both speeding, we'll see a case of Makaba, whatever it is, if it's Shneim B'shus or Shneim Shalai B'shus, for Hizik you're going to be chayiv, for Huzik you're going to be potter. And when you get back to the example I gave is not 100% true, because in the case of a car, if you're parked there, so your car might have a din of a bar, right? And if I run into you, so I'm chayiv, let's take Zivvav, I'll take the extreme. It's Echo B'shus V'Echad Shalai B'shus. The Shalai B'shus is stationary. And I run into the Shalai B'shus. I'm going to be potter on the Shalai B'shus because I'm their B'shus. Now, normally in the Zivvav state, that the Shalai B'shus should be chayiv for the B'shus. Because who's that? The Shalai B'shus is chayiv. But that's if he does it himself. He's there. He's chayiv for me. But if his mamanet does it, his parked car does it, that could be a whole different thing. His parked car might have a din of bar. And when you have a dinner bar, the halakha is Shavala Adam, Kamavala Kalim. And he'll be potter on my Niske Kalim. He'll be chayiv Kulido if he hurt, the driver got hurt. Means if a driver ran, if a car ran into a park car, and the park car was Shalai B'shus, the Shalai B'shus would be chayiv for the Niske Adam of the Niske Adam of the B'shus. But on the Niske Kalim of the B'shus, they could be potter outzbar, which is a whole new Indian. But getting back to here, let's go back to here. What we see in Siv Zayin is Shneim B'shus or Shneim Shalai B'shus has this middle dagger. The middle dagger is that for Hizik you're chayiv, for Huzak you're going to be potter. Now what is the case of Shneim B'shus? So Rashi gives numerous cases. One case is B'shus HaRabim, simple case for both the B'shus. Another case is Chatza HaShutfin. So we both have a right to be in the private, even though it's a private Chatza, we both have a right to be there. The third case Rashi gives, in that case someone brought before, is that if he gives me rishus to enter his property, he invites me, or I'm a guest, whatever, he knows I'm there, but he invites me to come, or he allows me boys to come into his property, so it's shneim rishus, then it has the same halacha, say if I'm mazik the balabais, so say if the balabais is mazik me, we'll have this halacha, this dynamic, that if it's donaydein mazik, if I'm physically mazik yadayim him, then I'd be chayef, but if it's huzak, if it's only Mimela that he trips over me, then he's going to be potter. It doesn't make a difference. I always in his Rishos, doesn't make a difference. If I'm there Rishos, it's Shneim Rishos. It has this new halakha. All right. Let's continue. So Mechabe says, when is this case? Imlo yadu zebezeh paturim. If you lo yadu zebezeh, then by Huzak he's going to be potter. Aval imro zezeh. But in the case of Shneim Rishos, Shneim Shalai Rishos, if they saw each other, even if they were not mechavin, you're going to be chayiv. It's a major chiddush in the mechavin. We know in Siv Zayin, in Siv Vav, there was such a thing that if Yoda makes the things change. So Dr. Mechavin, so too in Siv Zayin, if you have Shneim B'shus, I just told you, Huzak, Memela is going to be Pato, but if I'm Ra, if I saw you there, then I'm going to be Chayiv if you trip over me. And Ra Zezel, look at the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel, doesn't mean that each one saw each other, because they both saw each other, the Vaita, they're in the same Shlav. If I saw you and you saw me, it's a Vaita on even territory. That the Dagmar Ravava, Nir Lefini Yusaiti, Shezesh and Nizek Havera Boy, the person who Yena was Nizek in him, it means the Mazik, Ra'as and Nizek. Avala Nizek, Loi Ra'a Oise, but the Nizek didn't see him. If the Nizek had seen him, then Vaita would be on the same Shlav and it would be part of. If it was Huzak. It's only talking about where I saw you and you didn't see me, so then if I saw you, then even though you Huzak and Mamela on me, then you're going to be Chayiv. And it's a major chiddush this Mechava. The Goyin in Sifkot and Chav says, at the beginning of Sifkot and Chav, V'dvarav Tmuin, this is a Lashon HaTor, V'dvarav Tmuin, D'lo Nizka Chilik Zeh Kan Rak B'Shus HaMazik. This Chilik of Yada Lo Yada was never mentioned over here, it was only mentioned in Sifkot, but not over here. Seems like the Goyin is arguing on this halacha, and the reason is, this halacha doesn't make any sense. It needs a beer. Before we had the halacha, but echa b'shus v'echa shaloi b'shus. The balabais was a b'shus, Yena was shaloi b'shus. If the balabais saw the shaloi b'shus there, so it's like that person was also there b'shus. So if he's madik him b'yadayim, he's going to be chayim. That's all it said over there before. That was one case. It's actually two halacha. But that case was, if the balabais was mazik, the shaloi b'shus b'yadayim, he's going to be chayim. But we brought down before from a sma that even if the balabais saw the shaloi b'shus, if the shaloi b'shus was chuzak memela on the balabais, avada, in that case, the balabais would be pata, even though the balabais saw him. And Yisrael says the double pasha, you don't even, it's not even the chiddush, it's pasha, right? If, so what, I saw him, but he was there shaloi b'shus, I should run away from him to make sure that he doesn't get kenizik. He's certainly there shaloi b'shus, he certainly has to be, make sure that he doesn't get kenizik. So avada, I'm going to be pata. The svara of yoda help that if I'm mazik him b'yadayim, then I'll be chayim. Also, the Ramah, the end of the Mechaba of Sivvav, helped, that it helped in the gay that if I trip over him and I get kenizik, then he's not a chayim, because I should also make sure to watch for myself. It means Yonda created a darga of zehiris, that I should make sure not to be mazik him, and I should make sure not to be kenizik by him. But I don't have to make sure that he should be kenizik by me. Now, the Siv Zayin is talking about a Huzak, where Yen is tripping over me. So, what's it going to make a difference if I'm Yoda, if I saw him? Let's take the first case of Makkah, Shneim B'Shus. We're both here B'Shus. By Shneim B'Shus, anyway I have to entertain that he's there. That's the Svara of Shneim B'Shus, or Shneim Shelo B'Shus. As long as we're even, I have to entertain that you're there, you have to entertain that I'm there. So Shneim B'Shus, what's it going to make? Now we're both here B'Shus. Plus I saw you, then even if you trip over me, I'm Chayim. What's it going to be any better than you were already there B'Shus? You're ready? I have to entertain that you were there because you were there b'shus. So what's it going to make a difference? Because I was yoda, I knew that you were there. What's that? Why does that make it better that now if you trip over me, I'm going to be chayiv? You also know that I'm there b'shus, so you have to make sure not to trip over me. So why now that you trip over me, all of a sudden I'm going to be chayiv? And Shneim Shalei B'Shus, the same thing. Even Shneim Shalei B'Shus. So you're going to say that I knew that you were there, all of a sudden I should be more careful and make sure that you don't get genizik. Well, you're there Shalei B'Shus. You have to make sure not to be genizik yourself. And if you trip over me, why should I be achray? Just like we saw in Siv Vav, when you're there Shalei B'Shus and the Balabais was Yoda, the halacha is that if the nizik tripped over the Balabais by himself, the Balabais is father, even though he's Yoda, because he was there Shalei B'Shus, he should make sure to take care of himself. Why is it enough to mean over here? So why over here is it different that when the Shneim B'Shus, Shneim Shalei B'Shus, if I saw you there, all of a sudden, I'm a chayiv even for Huzak. If it were to talk about a Hizik, that would be very gishmak. But anyway, Hizik can chayiv the Shneim B'Shus or Shneim Shalei B'Shus. But we're talking about Huzak. So by Huzak, why is it a maila? Because I saw you there, all of a sudden, I'm a chayiv even for Huzak. It's a dove to me, and the going talk of Blight Shrei doesn't know. He has a whole gear to change. He changes the whole Lashon HaTur and the Mechaba. Like our lashon ha'machabit takapella. Why, if I know that you're there, does it change our halacha? All right, good talk. Mitzvah next week we'll flesh it out much clearer. Today we're just the Yisaitis. We'll have many more nafkaminis called to the good talk.